Can you talk a little bit more about what we know in terms of lapatinib in brain mets and also lapatinib in the heart?
My understanding was that in the Chagaya, the capecitabine lapatinib data, that in that situation, if I have it correctly, Mark, that there were 11 cases of brain mets in the one arm and 4 in the other, which are very small numbers but suggestive of a protective effect.
Right.
As I understand it, with the study, which I think it's the Harvard-based study, which Eric Weiner presented, the overall response rate in metastatic disease was of the order, I believe, about 5%.
It's really low in established metastasis using RECIST criteria.
Yes, on RECIST criteria, which is very tough, you know, which is tougher criteria, at least.
It may not be appropriate for interpretation of CNS lesions. It may not be optimal, at least, for interpretation of CNS responses. There were, for example, at least anecdotally from some of the data I saw presented at San Antonio, more biological responses, at least using, like, let's say, FDG PET as the endpoint following lapatinib in brain metastasis, for example. But whether or not that will translate into any clinical benefit and whether you would expect any benefit in the absence of shrinkage, probably arguably not. But in this case, you're talking about adjuvant therapy, so the Geyer presentation on Xeloda with or without lapatinib certainly were impressive in terms of a numerical decrease in the incidence of new brain mets on the lapatinib arm, and I think that is strong scientific rationale for hopefully prevention or delay of CNS mets in the adjuvant setting.
How about lapatinib?
Yes, I was sitting with a number of colleagues when the data was presented originally, and they were all very discouraged, in fact, by the brain met situation of basically the Harvard-based study. But it does really, they're very small numbers, 4 versus 11, but it does show significant promise of preventive effect.